I could stop it if I wanted to,
but I don't. But if the diarrhea came, there would be no stopping it, because that's just the nature of real diarrhea. But
maybe for you.
Oh, I throw up daily.
But for me, no, I stop it.
I hope you never get...
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, and wait a minute. You said that in English, Nadav. I don't know what to do with that.
All right. Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
There we go. Welcome, everybody. 818-253-1693 for the voice messages, which we will get into tons of today. And, of course, the emails, what I'm just pouring through. You guys have been very great about sending to drfdark@gmail.com. And do not forget the merch, store.ymhstudios.com. There it is. How effing dare you? How effing dare? Oh, I forgot that we still have the just the Dr. Drew After Dark t-shirts. Those are good.
Yeah, wore that the other day. Very comfortable.
Yeah, look at that. Only the highest quality merch for our peoples.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good t-shirt. I remember when we first thought of the name to the show, I think Susan thought of it, and Tom, we were at dinner with Tom and Christina, and Tom's like, okay, we're going to call this Dr. Drew After Dark. I'm not sure he was totally sold on it, but here we are so many years later. All right. Gentlemen, everybody good with you?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
You know it, boy.
And I'm looking at what's on the videos. I feel like I've been deprived of videos. You know, also, I noticed at your mom's house there were an awful lot of videos that intrigued me that sort of slipped by. Maybe were they TikToks? Maybe TikToks. These were TikToks.
Yeah, it's probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll show you another batch.
All right. Start with that today.
With a lock like that, I can still break into your house, and I can do it quietly.
Ew. Uh-oh.
That easy.
Wow.
Quiet as a hummingbird, huh?
Yeah, but he's quiet. I mean, point is, look at that. I like the way he's so delighted with himself. Like, I'm coming for you. All right. Well, I will no longer use a... those side of the locks always seem so stupid for me. If you hit them with the butt of your hand, they fall off the door. You know what I mean? I mean, use a... What's wrong with a barrel bolt? At least that has a... You know, you can't open the door. And by the way...
Yeah.
If you're, you know, if you're wanting privacy in your room... If somebody's able to open the door and look through a crack, that's no longer private. They can see whatever you're doing in there if you're looking for privacy. All right, another TikTok. Something very satisfying about that. Ooh. Ooh.
Does that do something for
you? It's very satisfying.
Cutting wet cement.
If only that were edible, it'd be extra super cool. All right, yeah, I like that. God, Christina's her taste is sort of broadening out all over the place. This is all collated by her, right?
Of course, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, everything in the TikTok section is always from her.
Wow.
But if you see a standalone TikTok and then we move
on
to
something
else.
What does she think when she sends you this stuff? Just that isn't this interesting and satisfying?
I don't know. It's usually she sends it to us when she's in the bathroom, right before shows. Like I could tell, because they come in batches. It's never just like, oh, here's one.
Right,
you know?
Right. Did I send you something? I was going to send you some stuff because I've been coming upon some weird stuff lately. But okay, I'm sure it'll probably end up right here. So let's see.
Get out of my car now!
Uh-oh. I am just
get out of
you.
My car now!
I don't know where I am.
Get out of my car now! God damn you to hell!
Is that an Uber driver?
Sir.
Yes.
Get out of my car!
I am asking
get out
you-
of my car! It is my fucking goddamn property! Ooh. Get out! Now!
This guy should not be driving
now!
Uber. Did he get... Do we know... Oh, good. That's what she's waiting for. That's what she's with the cops.
Mm-mm.
She... No?
No, she's... he's trying to drop her off at a hospital. It'll come up.
You are facing...
Get
very-
out! Right fucking now!
You are facing...
Get very- out of my car! Very- I'm facing a fucking moron! Get out!
Oh.
Now!
You're facing...
Now!
Oh my God.
You have no right to scream at me?
I will fucking talk to you any goddamn way I want.
Really?
Yes, I fucking will. And I have the right.
You have the right to scream at me?
Get out! out of my car! Jesus.
You have the right to scream at
it's
me.
It's also not very effective.
I have asked you to leave my car multiple times.
And
get
I
out of
am
my car.
Asking you in a
get
very educated manner, where am I?
You're at a hospital. Where you need to be, get out of my car!
Where you need to be.
Can you get her out of my car, please?
I can't put hands on
her. Where is the emergency room?
That's on the other side. I'll walk
on the other side?
Oh, my God.
Get out of my car!
Oh, my God.
Interesting, Drew. So you're siding with the passenger and not the driver, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Call me crazy. Do we know what she did, though?
Yeah, she's not getting out of his fucking car.
No, I mean, there was something... I mean, you need to be in a hospital and all this stuff.
No,
something must have gone down.
From what it seems like, she wanted to go to the emergency room, and he went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Which is not by the emergency room exit, and he's starting to lose her. I'm actually really impressed with how much he's containing his anger.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's not doing this move that parents used to do, where it's just like, hey, what the fuck's going on back there? And then just start swinging, like, behind you.
You can't. Oh, he'd be dead. He knows. He's of his right mind. He knows he'd be in big trouble.
Right.
If
he
hit her.
He's still keeping a level head, I think.
But that's not a level head. But what I find so interesting is that I could not imagine a less effective way to get somebody out of your car. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, how crazy is she that she's, you know, hearing, like, she is not fleeing from something that could potentially turn violent.
Right. That is weird. I agree. That's completely weird.
And she has her phone out recording him. Like, she's a total piece of shit.
That is a piece of shit. I'll grant you on that. But she also knows that if she sets one foot outside the car, the guy's going to take off. And if she really doesn't know where she is, of course, she has a phone, right?
Yeah,
we know
definitely
she has a phone.
She definitely knows where she is.
All right.
There's a big fucking hospital right next to her. I think she's confused.
All right.
She's just being a dick.
It's still, though, weird. Jesus. I don't like the over-the-top, you know, unregulated rage. And
but
all
imagine.
Stuff.
Imagine you have a girl in your car, right? It's a girl.
I would say, look, you've got to get out of my car, or I'm going to have law enforcement pull you out of the car. That's it, period.
And then she stays there anyway.
And you go, I'm calling 911 right now. Because you know the phone's, the video's going, right? First of all, it's so silly to lose it like this in front of the video. But it's the same note over and over again. And so she knows it's not going to go anywhere. So it's not going to be effective. And she's going to just sit there. And she wants to just get this down for posterity's sake, being the piece of shit she is. They're both pieces of shit, right?
I think the dude's fun.
Yeah,
I could
really?
See myself,
he's just working a job.
I could see myself in that dude's shoes because what else am I going to... I can't hit you.
No.
You know? I would go to jail, prison. I can't do any... I have to just sit there and deal with the fact that you're going to be a piece of shit and there's nothing I can do about it.
I like he's taking a stand.
Yeah.
I would say this. I get the fuck out of my car. Get the fuck out of my car. As soon as you said anything, get the fuck out of my car. Shut up.
That sounds... The cold-bloodedness sounds a lot better than the losing it. Like, get out of my car. Oh, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
She's got some character to build.
I don't dig her stuff either. Give me another TikTok. Clear my palate.
Ooh, I think this one is really.
Because then I have another email that's entitled Diarrhea Orgasms, and I figure I want to see what that's all about. So go ahead. What do we got here? Oh, my God. Now, that looks like a growth, right? Like it's a tumor.
We didn't cover this in my time at doctor school.
Yeah,
like
I mean, the thing that scares
like
me is
bacon wrapped oyster.
Yeah, people, there's something called a hamartoma, which is look up a hamartoma for me. And my fear is people are injecting weird shit to kind of create muscles, and I worry that that's what that is.
Yeah, this feels intentional.
Ugh, but
you said hamartoma.
Hamartoma, H-A-M-A-R, hamartoma. Let's see if we got a picture of one. Hamartoma, there it is. Catch the tumor like growth.
It's like mostly brain stuff?
No, they're kind of blood vessels and in the muscle and kind of thing. We certainly don't see any limbs there.
Oh, so it's a hemorrhoid that's not in your ass.
Yeah, of course.
Got it.
Look at hamartoma limb. Just put limb after there. See if there's such a thing. Yeah, there's such a thing, but... Yeah, it's just that would just be more of a swelling, not something like this.
Mm.
Gross, terrible. I hope it is not just a growth, and I hope it's benign.
Yeah, but, is that something that you remove, or you like bloodlet, or?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a mysterious growth to me. You'd certainly try to. It looks like something that might be very difficult to operate on too. So, oh my goodness, do you got another TikTok for another week?
We got a few more to go through.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Guess who just got fired? I did. Guess who don't care? Me. Fuck this place. And everybody here.
I love this guy.
I do. I like him too. I like his style. I like the poor manager trying to lead him out, trying not to look at the camera or anything. That's a new interesting move.
I like that line.
I like the move. Yeah, I like the idea of taking pictures of the people that fired you as you leave. I kind of dig it. Kind of dig that.
What's good the man. Have you ever been like fired or have you ever quit in a cool way?
Not really. No, I can't think. No, nothing like this. Nothing cool like this. That's for sure. But I don't think I've ever been. I can't think of where I've ever been fired that I'd be that angry about. I was usually my move. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I was fired from radio about 3 years ago, and I knew it could happen because the radio was changing formats and this kind of stuff. Actually, it's happened a couple of times, but because radio is just that way. My move is always to go, thank you, I've had a great time. Must have been a hard decision, and you know, I really appreciate the time I had here. Bye. And that is the way you should end jobs. I'm telling you, it's the way. Having been an employer,
boy, I did it different.
As having been an employer who has had to fire people, I tell you something. This is a life lesson for everybody. So, I had a web company in 1999 or something, and we had 150 employees, and we all of a sudden had no money, and we had to fire a lot of people. And it was very awful. It made me feel like I was like a general telling a group of people, sorry, guys, you're going to the front lines. That's what it felt like. It was an awful experience. And at the end, we said, look, me and the CEO, we said, we'll be in our office. If anybody wants to talk, we'll happily speak with you. And I talked to about 15 people of about, I think we let go of 60 or 70, and about 15 came to the office. Half of them came in and said, I can't believe you would do this to me for after all I've done for you. And I thought to myself, when people do that, you think to yourself, and that's why you were fired. And I will never hire you again. And thank you. Thank you for what you've done. And the other half came in and shook my hand and said, this is a great experience. I know how hard that must have been for you. Hope we'll work together again in the future. And that person leaves the room and you think, I got to get them on their job. I have to work with them again. I have to figure out how to help that person. Remember that when you leave a job. Okay?
Boy.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like leaving gracefully is definitely a good tip.
Yeah, so when Tom and Christina fire you, you go, it's been great. That Drew guy was an asshole, but hope you'll hire me again.
What
the hell, man?
Do you know something we don't?
No, fuck you.
What the hell, man?
How effing dare you,
How
Drew?
How effing dare you for thinking that I was serious?
You like your show, Drew?
Here's diarrhea orgasms. Hey, Hitler. I got a secret I've been carrying since I was a young teenager. At that age, I watched a comedy called Mo Money. Do you know what that was?
Mo Money.
In it, they mentioned that if you're making brown, it helps to rock back and forth. It's a movie or something?
I mean, I do confirm that does help.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I tried during an extra loose brown situation. While doing this, I felt warmth birthing its way into the world. I had my first ever orgasm. Oh, is this a female? Ever since, every time I make warm, wet browns, I always reach orgasm almost immediately.
Whoa.
As long as I rock back and forth. My question is, am I the only weirdo that this happens to? Also, I wanted to offer a pro tip to all the ladies. If you're constipated, stick your finger up your cooch and feel through the vaginal wall and literally pull the brown out of you.
God damn.
Works like a charm. Thanks to all of you. Give me some juicy browns, and you bet I'll be coming up in May. Mel, we need to frame this email, okay? Mel is a star. So here's the deal. Mel is one of those women we talked about on last show who can orgasm very easily. Some women get a little more stimulation from anal than from vaginal intercourse, and I'm wondering if she's one of those people, which is why this was such a powerful experience for her, but she's obviously really easy to orgasm. And this idea of pulling shit out through your vagina. So let's show me a cross section of the pelvis, female. Again, you'll see how the rectum and the vagina are right next to each other. And so she's not wrong. You can kind of scoop through there, but there. Give me that one, that third one. There. Any of those will do. All right. You see how if you put your fingers up into the vagina there towards the uterus, the rectum is right there, and see how it's at an angle a little bit? And if you scoop, if you make a scooping action, you will scoop out what's behind there, behind, the other way, no other way. In the open, there, keep going down that, that tube. Yeah, there you are, right there. And you see how that will push things out the shitter. That's an anatomical term there. And I would not recommend this. And if you are that constipated that you need that kind of manual support and you're a young person, you need to take something from above. You need to take a laxative or a stool softener or something. You shouldn't have to go to those lengths. But
shit through the vagina.
Yeah,
we
need to talk to Mel if you can get her on the phone. She sounds like an interesting person. Speaking of getting somebody on the phone, we were supposed to talk to Bert Kreischer quite some time ago about him moving out here. Let me try to get him. I think we should, yeah?
Sure.
No? Yeah, okay. Let's see. He's avoiding us, gentlemen. We've tried multiple times now and no luck.
I mean, maybe he just thinks like, man, FaceTime from Dr. Drew, that can't be good.
Touch my camera through the fence, sir. That's it. That's it. I give up. We have to schedule that call next time. Do a voicemail.
Dr. Drew, Booth Boys, how are we? Hope we're doing good.
We're doing good.
I had a quick question. I was seeing this lovely girl for a couple months, and she gave me the green light to not pull out. She has an IUD, baby. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm just wondering how those things work, and was I flirting with disaster, or were we good? Wondering.
My God,
anyways, don't call me daddy, touch my camera through the fence, and keep those balls full of cum.
All right. So IUDs, intrauterine devices, work as well or better than any other birth control. They are typically progesterone impregnated, so they help reduce sort of ovulation, and they make the uterus an inhospitable place to implantation, right? So all these people, you know, there's a really interesting, I don't want to get too political here, but this is really interesting phenomenon where people are like, life starts at conception. Well, IUDs, part of their function is to allow conception and then not allow it to implant, because that's one of the only common means of using birth control that really works like that. And you can even put the IUD in after intercourse. Let's say you have intercourse and 12 hours later you think better of it. You can either take the morning after pill, which is called postcoital contraceptive, or they can actually put an IUD up there. And that will, if you get, the reason you have a three-day window, I probably haven't talked about this either. You have a three-day window to take the morning after contraception is sperm goes up and waits there for 3 days. It can wait for up to three, really up to 5 days for an egg to be released. So there's a window that the sperm, now if the egg has already been released, well, then you get pregnant. These things don't really work. The IUD works because it prevents implantation. The morning after pill, the emergency contraception, doesn't do very much on implantation, and you probably get pregnant. It's only like 95% effective. So if you had the ovulation already, then you're probably going to get pregnant in all likelihood. So IUDs work very, very well, but people that have discomfort with, you know, implantation, things that interfere with implantation, that is a major mechanism of the IUD. So, interesting. It's weird to me that never comes up in the abortion discussions. And yet it's one of the big complaints. When I used to advocate very strongly on behalf of morning after pill, emergency contraception, everybody would say, it's an abortion pill. No, it's not an abortion pill. There is RU-386, which we now call misoprostol, which does cause an abortion. Abortions are pretty much all done by pill now, essentially. And that causes an abortion. Something that's implanted can be pushed out. But the morning after pill works by preventing ovulation, just the way your birth control pill works normally. See, but the pills are essentially making your brain, your ovaries think that you have ovulated already, essentially. So it prevents the ovulation from occurring. And the morning after pill does essentially the same thing. Things that interfere with implantation, IUD being the main culprit, morning after pill, maybe a little bit, maybe part of the mechanism, but not its predominant mechanism. And yet nobody ever takes issue with the IUDs. I find that so odd. And so when people rail against the morning after pill as somehow being an abortion pill, they could not be more wrong. Now, if they wanted to say that any potential interference with implantation, and I'm going to take on the IUD, and I'm going to take on the birth control pill that you use normally, because that also can interfere with implantation. Well, that's a very rational position. If you're one of those people, then hats off to you. I've never met that person. I've never met that person. So understand your biology, everybody. These argumentations are very, very bizarre. And I'm not taking a position on pro or against abortion or choice. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying whatever position you take, make sure you understand the biology before you take it. And in my experience, almost nobody does. So interesting, right?
Hell yeah.
Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, good. Voice message.
Hi, Dr. Drew. My name is Erin, and I'm a squirter.
Hey.
At least I used to be. I had a child, my first child, about 3 years ago, and I went on sertraline for depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I just had my second about 9 months ago, and I've been on the lowest dose of sertraline for, 9 months now, but... Mm-hmm. I just stopped taking it, mm-hmm. and I had sex the other night with my husband, and the orgasm was intense, incredibly, incredibly intense, like I have not felt in a very long time.
Right.
And I squirted. I mean, I gushed everywhere.
Congratulations.
So much so that I wish I had those special blankets that we haven't had to use in a long time.
Hell yeah.
Just sitting in our closet.
The rubber blankets.
I'm not on birth control. I had an IUD in and out for the last 15 years. But I'm just wondering, has the sertraline been hampering my ability to feel these really great orgasms and squirt everywhere? Thanks. Have a good one.
Erin, your call kind of upsets me because the fact that the doctor didn't tell you that makes me insane. Sertraline and all the SSRIs, and in fact, almost any psychotropic medication, can interfere, particularly SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, with any phase of sexual arousal. It can decrease your libido. It can change your orgasmic function. It can change your post-orgasmic function. Any phase of the sexual cycle can be affected, or all phases in some individuals. So, of course, it has a profound effect on orgasmic function. And the fact that a doctor didn't tell you that drives me out of my mind. I've seen relationships ruined because a physician didn't tell the patient that you're not going to be interested in your partner anymore, possibly. And if that happens, let me know. We'll try something different. And people, literally, I've seen marriages break up over this. You also said you have IUDs occasionally in and out. The progesterone impregnated IUD, like the Mirena, can also affect your squirting and your lubrication and your orgasmic function. So you might talk to your doctor about that. There's still copper sevens around that aren't impregnated. Little more problematic, but again, it sounds like you would like to be free and clear of pharmacological agents, which I strongly recommend as you can possibly be. I'm wondering what you did during your pregnancies and how that was, what that was like, but maybe you send me a voice message, follow up on that one. But yes, absolutely, the sertraline is a culprit here. Another one. Good questions.
Hi there, Dr. Drew and the
Big Boy. There.
This is Peter from Michigan.
Peter?
I just wanted to call in today because I recently rediscovered a growth that is on my left thigh, kind of in between my special region and just kind of on my hip area. And basically, if I had to describe it, it would look like kind of the tip part of a nipple. And I believe I've had it checked by a doctor like a number of years ago, but after just recently looking at it again, I was just curious, what causes that kind of thing to form? I tried to look it up on WebMD and wasn't really getting a lot of answers. So if you could get back to me on that, I'd really appreciate it. Keep on feathering it, brother, and ta-ta there, TikTok.
Right on, buddy. I think you. I'm sorry you didn't do it. It's amazing to me. I think you're talking about a skin process, and it's always interesting to me how people don't know how to describe skin growths or skin rashes, that kind of thing. There are very specific ways to describe them that I almost feel like we should teach everybody about, but I don't think I'll do that. But yeah, I think you're talking about a fibroid or a fibroma or a neurofibroma. Let's look up neurofibroma. Let's see if this sort of looks like that. These things are these sort of knots, these sort of growths that come off the, in this case, sounds like the groin. Let's see. Yeah, there's a neurofibroma. The kind of that one there on the right looks about. I think that's right. Doesn't that look like a nipple? That's what he was talking about.
Sure does.
Yeah. So I think it's what he's talking about. They're, you know, just you get growths. They're genetically set up. They probably are in your family for some reason. They're look at that. Look at that neurofibroma above on the blue. Let's see what that is. That almost looks at that weird. This is neurofibromatosis. This is different. Neurofibromatosis is Elephant Man syndrome. And there are different kinds of neurofibromatosis. And I think we've all seen, these are all neurofibromatosis. So that's different than just an isolated neurofibroma. So, and you can take it out, have it taken out. That's all. Just one of them things. Another voicemail. I'm liking these.
Aloha, Hitlers. This is Jenna calling from the Salt Lake City area.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a butthole question.
Yes,
you do. So I have three kids. They're 7, 5, and 3. All of them were delivered vaginally. I had no epidural, no episiotomy, no tearing, pretty much came out unscathed, except for my butthole, which is now a village of external hemorrhoids.
Ah.
So I'm wondering, is there any way to make them smaller, make them go away? Luckily, they don't itch, they don't burn or cause me any discomfort. I pretty much don't even remember that they're there.
Yeah.
And I'm only 32.
Yeah.
We all know anal starts at 50, so I've got time until my husband explores my butthole.
Yes, of course, of course.
But yeah, in the meantime, is there anything I can do to shrink them? Will they go away on their own?
Yeah.
Just whatever info you have. Okay. Anyways, love you guys.
Thank you, Jenna. Don't call me daddy. I won't call you daddy, Jenny. Love Jenna. Am I sexist to say that our female callers, I just enjoy them so much? Am I biasing our male callers? Our male callers have been great as well, but I don't know. The female ones, I just appreciate them so much.
Yep, that's sexism.
They're so funny. They're so funny. Anybody says women are funny, listen to this show for 5 minutes.
How effing dare you, Drew?
How effing dare you? So let's get a picture. Because I think you guys need to see what this really is. Look at a multiple external hemorrhoids, like a flower, like a flowering of external hemorrhoids, village of external hemorrhoids. I think flowering is a better picture. Flowering.
Yeah, village was the because word
because I know, but I know what she's talking about. It really looks like a.
I'm scared. What's about to pop up?
It's a thing. It's a flowering. Actually,
this is actually this is a nice turn of events.
Flowers and hemorrhoids end up being daisies. No.
Yeah, I'll take this Google search all day.
How about put cluster? Cluster of hemorrhoids. Let's do it that way. Because then you'll get the cluster. Here we go.
That's just one big
it's interesting
one.
How many they go to. They don't go to regular pictures. Is Google censoring itself more these days? Is that what's happening?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Well, Google's YouTube.
Oh, there we go. That's YouTube where it says hemorrhoids. There, that's what she's talking about. Take a look. There you go. And so when she says a village, look, there's a little village there. Look at that.
Takes a village.
Takes a village. So that is probably not going to get a lot better no matter what you do. So, and there are a lot of different little surgical techniques to take care of that. I think you ought to do it because I know you're preparing for anal at 50 and it's going to take a while for these things to heal. The doctor may, you can get sort of scarring from correcting so many of these things. The doctor may tell you not to do it, but I...
Is scarring really that big of an issue though?
It is because you get stricturing with the scarring. And when your anus strictures, that is not fun. Because then bowel movements and everything are always painful and a problem and everything.
Do poos come out in different shapes like a spaghetti factory?
Like a Play-Doh, factory.
Right. That's factory.
Yes. You get stars, you get squares, you get, you know, all kinds of good shapes. But you can cut them up into different Play-Doh features.
That's pretty cool.
No one knows what we're talking about. That's circa 1969. Should we look at the Play-Doh Fun Factory? Should we look at it? Just so people understand. Play-Doh Fun Factory, I think it's called. Yeah, and it's squeezing Play-Doh. There it is.
So if you remove too many villages of hemorrhoids, your poop will start looking like that.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, you squeeze it. You push the lever down. You squeeze it through those various shapes.
Yeah, and you get all the shape of a donkey or a dolphin.
Is it called the Fun Factory? I can't believe I remember it was called the Fun Factory.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Wow. Crazy. Did you ever eat Play-Doh when you were a kid?
I don't think I ever did, no.
I didn't either, but I knew people that did. I never quite understood. Somehow I knew better.
Yeah, it smelled like something that you should.
Yeah, I think they intentionally did that, but I think it was I think, of course, you could. All right, anyway. So, let's do another voicemail.
Yeah, there was probably a lot of lead in the 60s version.
Good point. For sure.
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name is Jordan, and I'm pretty sure I have Peyronie's. My dick looks like a banana.
Yep.
Or I've called it a Jenga tower halfway through the game.
Jenga tower halfway
I have like above average length and everything, which is cool, but since it's curved like that, I mean, I'm guessing the woman just doesn't feel it all. And it only hurts during sex sometimes. And it hurts outside of sex every now and then. I was just wondering if I could get that taken care of and looked at or something. I've heard that if I do, then I'll lose length.
Sometimes.
What should I do?
Yeah.
Should I just leave it alone?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Drew.
Okay. So my bet would have been that this, you know, men worry about is their penis normal an awful lot when they're young. And my bet would have been that your Peyronie's was probably super mild and probably not even Peyronie's, probably just a sort of normal or maybe an even exaggerated normal curvature. And I'm still kind of betting on that. But the fact that you have pain with the erection is what bothers me. Let's look at a picture. Let's see if you can get a, you know, banana shaped Peyronie's. Let's just look at it at that. And because it has to get pretty intense. You have to be able to feel the plaque. You know, there has to be a scarring that pulls the penis in that direction. We're showing pictures of bananas now.
I'm scared to scroll down.
It's again because Google is not giving us. It's weird.
Oh, there's lipstick marks all over this one. That's cool.
We probably have Safe Search on.
Oh, thank you. Well, they're not showing us. Well, there we go.
So
you see how sort of extreme that is, right? And you see how the plaque there is pulling it upwards. And I doubt he has that. I really doubt it. But there are ways of treating it. There are all kinds of things that can help dissolve that. There's newer stuff all the time.
But then what would cause the pain if he has that?
That's what I'm worried about. I mean, when he said he had pain with intercourse, I'm assuming he meant he's having the pain. I guess what he's talking about. If his partner.
That's what it sounds like, because he said that it also hurts him sometimes when he's not.
Right, which would tip me off. How about that? But that's the only reason I'd have the urologist see it, because I And it can get worse if it is Peyronie's, and it better take care of it now than later. Here's somebody, limp dick syndrome, a problem with my dick. I'm 19 years old. When me and my girlfriend are kissing, I get hard. But when it comes time to have sex, my dick just quits working. I start shaking. I don't know if it's anxiety or what. It makes me feel terrible. If you could help me out and tell me what to do, I'll appreciate it. Keep my hand tight. Touch my camera through the fence. So that's anxiety, right? And it's really common. I bet this guy's a virgin, right? Isn't that what you guys would bet?
I would just bet that he was traumatized at some point in
his life. Maybe, but not necessarily. You'd be surprised. And it's very common for men to have sexual dysfunction their first go-round. The problem here is that once you have that, you start worrying that it's going to happen again. It starts feeling overwhelming, and now you got it again. So you can do one of three things. Well, four things, really. You could get psychotherapy for your anxiety disorder, which seems, I bet you have generalized anxiety disorder in addition to anxiety focused around sexuality. You could get some sort of, you know, go on to Calm or one of these sites and, you know, just try to get some meditation going and start dealing with your anxiety or have sort of breathing exercise you can do when you get anxious like this. Three, sometimes a doctor will prescribe a PDE5 inhibitor to give you to make the erection sustained because it often will kind of stay erect with those medications, you know, the Viagra-like medications, even if you have overwhelming anxiety. And what was my fourth idea? So, psychotherapy for, well, those are the big ideas.
Watching pornography.
Oh, I know what my fourth was. You can get your anxiety treated pharmacologically, but I would not recommend that. Low sex drive and diarrhea. Hey, Tromos. This is Terrence from Texas. Got a few issues. I need help. First, I've had no sex drive since I was 13. I have diarrhea 95% of the time. This is the opposite of any. Could you imagine this, Eddie? Can you imagine having diarrhea? Have you ever had diarrhea, by the way?
We've talked about this, too.
Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah. I've had it in my life, but not any time recently.
And what would happen to you if you had, like, two bowel movements a day, loose bowel movements?
What would happen to me?
You'd die.
I mean,
I'd crawl up in a ball.
I don't know. I'd fix it.
You'd fix it?
Yeah, what is that bullshit?
What do you mean? Like with a clothespin? What do you mean?
No, like with fucking willpower, nigga. Like, well, you don't. Don't need to shit. This is the thing, all right? It's not a fucking, like, some type of fucking condition I have. You know what I'm saying? I like this. I do this on purpose.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Remember, I'm on
it's not a condition. I could stop it if I wanted to, but I don't.
But if the diarrhea came, there would be no stopping it because that's just the nature of real diarrhea. But
maybe for you.
Oh, I throw up daily.
But for me,
no,
I stop it.
I hope you never get I hope you never get C. difficile. That's all I'm saying. I throw up daily. Tonight it was foam when you like shake a soda. It's been so long. Jesus. How old is this person? I'm 27. It's been so long that I can control it. I can force myself to puke or force it down. I'm an alcoholic. Okay, I was on meth from 16 to 20. Thank you. I've done all the drugs. I've done high blood pressure and cholesterol. I'm curious to see what issues there are. Wow. So, hey, Sissy, I guess it's a female? Sissy of Hillary Street?
Oh, that's a reference.
What is that? What is that?
That means he's a guy.
What is that from?
Sissy of Fremont. He wants women to put him up in a nice white dress and beat the shit out of him.
And why have I not seen that video?
You have.
Oh, okay. bring it back to me for some time. I've seen so much great stuff here. I can't remember all of it. So diarrhea 95% of the time is not okay. You got to understand intestinal parasites are very common and drug addicts are prone to get these things. Also things like pancreatitis, you're an alcoholic, you say, and just the alcohol itself can give you diarrhea all the time. But this is very, very concerning. And then the spontaneous vomiting, that's probably gastritis, esophagitis, again, from the alcohol, but it could also be pancreatitis. There is so much going on here at 27. This is ridiculous. You need to go get treatment, get off the alcohol. You probably, it's a male, right? Sissy of Hillary Street, that's a male?
I'd imagine it's a male.
So women are more likely to get the progressive alcoholic liver disease, but you may also have significant liver disease here that could also be causing some of this stuff. You need your stools tested for ova and parasite, cultured. There's so much that needs to be done here, my friend. And the fact that your doctors who have you on blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine have not addressed this is deeply concerning to me. I hope they have. But probably need to be hospitalized to get you off the alcohol. I miss pooping. 36-year-old female has gone from having fairly tight dumping schedule to beyond constipated. Well, we've learned about the great vaginal disimpaction technique. I used to poop nice, healthy logs every morning. Now I'm bloated, have severe gas, farts are gnarly and embarrassing. I'm trying to get everything to get shit moving again. Water, coffee, decrease coffee. No, coffee helps you. Let's see. My diet is pretty healthy. Why don't people take, when you get constipated, that's what laxatives are for. Not very many, blah, blah, blah. Am I getting older? What else can I do? You can take Miralax. You can take Ducalax. You can take magnesium citrate. You can take Colace, a stool softener. I mean, my goodness. Last time I was constipated, 2021, I had a 7.5 dermoid teratoma cyst on my right ovary, right? So the ovary was actually pushing on your colon so the stool couldn't get through. That's why when you get constipated like this, you need to see a physician. Somebody needs to examine your abdomen and maybe a CAT scan in your future. Could another cyst have grown since then? Yes, or there could be other things. Please give me some helpful insight. Piss on me, beat me. All right. So you need to go see a doctor. Get find out why you are this constipated. I don't know. You're 36. Shit happens in your 30s, and not commonly, but it can happen. In the meantime, Miralax, one of these good laxatives to get things going. T levels. I recently discovered that my testosterone was low, and I started T injections. I'm only 26. This is concerning me. Injections didn't seem to help, so I'm now on clomiphene. I feel like I'm going backwards. Listen, man, why do you have low T? At 26, you should not have low T. Do you have a prolactin-secreting tumor? Do you have thyroid disease? Do you have multiple endocrine neoplasia? Do you have some other underlying problem medically that's causing the low T? Just because you have, it's like saying, I have a fever. I need to, you know, what? Why do you have it? Why do you have this symptom of low testosterone? Low testosterone, if it's because of strictly failure of the testes, that can be called Kallmann syndrome. It can be part of multi-endocrine dysfunction, and that needs to be seen by an endocrinologist. Oh my God, what is going on in the practice of medicine today? It drives me absolutely out of my mind. Okay, here we are. Lots of any questions here. Just saw episode 156. I had the same crap as any growing up. Oh, here we go. Look at this.
Doubt it.
It's called Annie's Browns. I poop my pants all the way through elementary and middle school. Bullied
right, so far the same.
Bullied a bunch. Were you bullied for it? I doubt it. Were you?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I always blamed it on other people. So, They got bullied for it, though. Bitch, get fucked. get fucked.
Terrible.
Remember that test we did a few months ago? Luckily,
wait, what test?
The sociopath test.
the sociopathy, what I just did there?
Taking advantage of other people and finding it fun or not, you know, understanding you hurt somebody and feeling bad about it. See, I think you have the capacity to feel bad about it. It just sounds funny to you. And we're at your mom's house where bad things are funny. So everything's upside down here. Where our stories diverge is in my parents put me in the hospital for a week to figure out why I was always dookie in my pants. Any imagine if that had happened? It'd be awesome.
You said it took him to the hospital?
It's put him in for a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Turns out I was born with spina bifida. not outside. Yeah, it's inside. It can be inside. I couldn't feel when I needed to go. Bullshit. So I would just go. I learned to clench my butt. Was eventually able to lead a regular life. Oh, so he actually had neurological dysfunction. I was walking around clenched to this day. My wife actually loves my muscular posterior, so he had to develop the whole region. Anyways, touch my cool guy through the fence in May or something. I'm a Gen Xer, so I don't get the vernacular.
That was weak.
It was weak.
That was super weak.
But let's see a video anyway. What do you got here?
Get back to shitting right, homie.
Yeah, I know. old man wants a longer dick. I feel like I need to see a cool guy. It just prompted me to need a cool guy. And I guess this is a cool old guy.
Yeah, he's definitely cool.
All right, well, good.
He's the coolest guy we know.
Good.
What would you change about yourself if you could? I would like a longer dick. Longer, thicker dick, let's say. I want the package.
Okay, Santa.
God, get the lozenge out of your
mouth, know,
right?
Santa Claus. Well, yeah, like, thank for all those. That must drive Annie crazy. How about all those lip smacking sounds? That turns you on, doesn't it?
No, it turns me. Jesus Christ. No, it doesn't bother
me. Yeah, that
more.
Makes
turn
your dick
me
hard,
on.
Right?
I have zero.
I thought you had. I thought you had a thing about white guys with their saliva.
No, I have a thing. I don't. There's the white kid that has the fucking saliva.
Oh, the white
the
stuff. The white stuff in the corners of the mouth. Ugh.
No, not corner. It's when it's fucking, you know, it's like their mouth is moist, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, why are y'all doing that? Are y'all just drooling? The fuck?
Like
is
in the
on?
Middle of talking. They're like, yeah, so anyways.
Yeah,
I was
it's
talking
just
about
like, it's all in here. It's why? What the fuck? Where does that come from? Are you just lazy? Like, the fuck?
And this guy's so funny. There's something, though, as he's not that cool. You know, I'm sort of disappointed because he's too likable. Something kind of likable about him. Is there not?
Love this guy.
Yeah, right? And not because he's cool, just because he's kind of a likable guy. But what is he doing? Who is he talking to? Who does he think he's talking to?
He's just being an honest.
And
you know?
And did he ever imagine this would end up in your mom's house? That's the thing that I find interesting. These poor people do a little, you know, IG chat live. And pow, we get him. So, and there...
I mean, he was answering a comment, so I mean, he's answering someone.
That's my point. He's looking at a stream on probably IG Live, I bet. And
no, that's TikTok.
TikTok is
yeah,
it? Well, TikTok
it's a
Live.
Comment.
TikTok Live then. And the thing is, he's honest. Got to give him that. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. What else we got? Give us some. Speaking of TikTok. Let's get some more TikTok going here.
I think we got some more in that.
And also, I need a horror. Is there more horrible hilarious, too?
You know it, dude.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're so perfect.
Oh, my God.
I can't take it.
That is a beautiful animal.
Look at the belly.
Oh, is it a leopard? Yeah.
Yes. Look at how pretty you are.
That animal's going to eat her.
You got a big heart right there on your belly. Right on your belly. It's the foot spots for me. Look at those.
Oh, God.
You're the handsomest boy ever.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's like, leave the cat alone.
What are the odds that this lady dies of natural causes?
Right, exactly. I mean, that cat should just destroy her in under a second. And
this fat one.
Again, this fat tiger, even fat leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, the preoccupation with the cats of the wild cats. I mean, they're beautiful. I get it. And they sort of, because we're used to domestic cats, we like to touch cats. I get that. But have the respect to let these creatures alone. Oh, okay. What else you got?
Yeah, we got, this one might be fun.
So watch this. My cat literally closes the curtains on his shoebox house.
That's funny.
That's kind of
That's
a fun change up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Christina's been around her kids too long. This is not good. She's going cute. This is not good, ladies and gentlemen. I am here to tell you, we're losing Christina. We are losing her. I'm worried. She's around little kids. I'm going to have dinner with her soon, and we're going to have to straighten her ass out. Right? Don't you think?
Hell yeah, dude.
This is going cute.
Yeah, set her straight, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is very cute. I have to do it with my cat.
Too cute. It's got to stop.
More?
Oh, my goodness. Cleaning out some goalposts on the synthetic grass field.
Oh, that's interesting. There's something weirdly erotic about that.
Yeah, yeah, that he's fisting a hole in the ground?
Yes, I know. And all he's doing is digging out a hole, digging out mud. Yeesh. All right, next.
God, it's like someone digging into their vaginal canal to pull some shit out.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. If he curved his fingers, it would work.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Didn't mean to take it there, Drew.
Come on. Is there more?
He says,
holding his breath.
Yeah.
Give me a cool guy. I haven't seen a cool guy in a little while.
Yeah, here, you know what? I think you're going to like this one.
Okay, good. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Can you describe what you just saw?
Oh, my goodness. I think I saw somebody die again on your mom's house. It's a tiny van and an 18-wheeler going around a corner together, like a freeway on-ramp or off-ramp or exchange. And the little van attempts to pass, and the truck falls over on the van. And it's completely pancaked. I mean, there's no more van there.
Yeah, I think that guy's kind of hurt.
Why do you guys laugh at this shit? What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. We're fucked up.
But I guess it better be horrible or hilarious. Let's see.
He's
that.
Dead. He can't feel it.
Isn't
whatever.
This a horrible or hilarious? Is this? I hope he's dead, actually, when I think about it. Why wasn't this horrible or hilarious?
It is. I was just I was throwing a change up in
all
there.
Right, show me another one.
So you think this one's horrible?
Horrible.
All right. Hold on, let me mark it.
But I gotta say though, I've been seeing such lightweight stuff. It was kind of a relief to see something like this.
Yeah, no more cute shit, right? House.
Yeah, no more cute cats.
It's a real coin flip now. All right, let me see what I want to show. Oh, you know what? I think you're gonna. Actually, let's do this one.
All right.
Is there any lady out there that can stand with honor?
What
about sex? Get to know somebody first. Quit flashing your shit. Because you're showing your ass, that your shithole. You're showing your maybe whatever, and you're showing your milkies. We all know what the anatomy is. Well, at least I do, because I'm old enough. I don't rightly give a fuck. I want to know what's up here and what's in here. And then that is what makes the other stuff okay. I just want one that'll stand by my side like a guy. Be a friend. Be loyal. I will be to you. But other than that, don't fucking hit me up thinking I want sex. Fuck that. I'm done. I haven't had sex in 5 fucking years. All right, guys. And I don't care. I can do it my fucking self.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of thoughts. He's cool. Thank you for the cool guy.
Very cool.
Very cool. Hilarious. Hasn't had sex in 5 years. Explains a
like
lot.
Like a guy.
Yeah, I got that part. I'm getting there. The no sex in 5 years explains a lot. I think he would be happier with a guy.
Yep.
I think he would be much happier with a guy.
Yep. I don't care about tits or ass. Yeah. I know about that.
Yeah, and he's
I haven't cummed in 5 years, and I ain't going to come ever again.
And he's being quite an asshole to women, I must say, as though, you know, it seems this condescending bullshit is like... It's really he's cool. That's all. He's a cool guy. Good
that
for him.
Your shithole.
Thank you for showing your shithole. And by the way, one of the reasons that he is so off women right now is he hasn't been around one in a long time. There's a good reason for that. All right. A friend of mine just informed me they like pee pee up the pee hole.
What?
I know we have seen urine enemas and drinkers on the show, but can you please highlight the implications of man shooting his yellow into a girl's vagina? Huh. Don't call me daddy. Please don't piss on me. Beat me. Big shout out to Annie, who I share a lot in common with. Your openness has helped me overcome and learn about my own issues. So thank you for sharing, Annie.
Hell yeah.
This is a female named Megs. Friend informally, they like pee-pee up the pee hole. So I think they're talking about pee-pee in the vagina, right? Not in the pee hole.
Yep.
Which is, oh, you know about this?
I'm just saying that's what they meant. Yep.
Okay.
I would also like to specify we do not have a ton in common, I think.
Oh, okay.
So far,
okay.
Of everything I've learned about you know.
It's hard for a man to pee when he has an erection, and some guys can't. And so, can you pee with an erection? That's kind of it's sort of a talent to be able to do that.
That changes something for people.
The erection, having,
you gotta push a little harder.
Yeah, like, you gotta push
but you gotta push pretty hard.
You gotta push a lot harder, and sometimes you get a kind of a spray, like a windshield wiper spray.
Right, like a thumb on a hose.
But if you get a nice steady stream, good on you. But it's hard for some guys to do that, so it's a difficult thing. And if you're doing it while you're in the vagina, it doesn't do anything for the guy particularly, and I'm not sure what it does for the girl. Any thoughts, gentlemen, what it would do for women?
Maybe it's just like a degrading thing. Like
I guess
being degraded. Yeah,
I don't know.
That's where my mind would go, because that's what piss usually is. It's like humiliation, degrading.
Yeah, so, right.
Maybe the guy's all out of cum, and she still wants stuff in there.
Sick.
I hear Heather laughing loudly, so I'm actually glad you haven't offended women.
I think that's
one.
Danny.
Oh, is that Danny? Okay. Let's see. Oh my gosh, we have so many emails here. I was listening here, okay, Booth Boy Susan. Oh, it's for Susan, so let's see what she says. I was listening to one of your recent episodes with your wife. I was intrigued by some of what was said about her experience with finding testosterone therapy. Right. I'm a 34-year-old female. I've been experiencing little to no sex drive for many years now. Excuse me, burping. Needless to say, that's a big problem for my
You're
husband.
Not excused.
Okay. I'm extremely held. I know that offends any sensibility.
Sure does.
Experiencing little to no sex drive for many years now. Needless to say, that's a big problem for my husband. I'm extremely healthy, active, but I can't seem to get it going down there. I've tried to speak to my doctor about it, but I've not gotten any helpful suggestions. I do still get my period, but it's always pretty light. The last 2 to 3 days at most. I also have been experiencing insanely frequent need to urinate. Along with the inability to hold the urine. I guess she's had probably a vaginal delivery, I'm guessing. Would you suggest I do from here? I want to have a happy sex life again. Love you all. Zia, here's the deal. First of all, if you're on any medication, if you're on birth control pills, if you have a Mirena IUD, if you're on Zoloft or psychotropic medications, any of those things may be working against you. That could be the problem. Then, as you said, you're having light periods. You might be getting into perimenopause. Maybe your mom had menopause at a young age. Susan's mom had menopause very young, and she'd had sort of a lot of perimenopausal symptoms because of ovarian hyperstimulation from our fertility campaign. So if you had any fertility treatment, that can cause earlier ovarian dysfunction. And then you need to see a doctor that has experience treating this stuff. There are a lot of doctors out there that do not have this experience, and as such, it is important you see somebody who really knows how to deal with this. And as you say, it's easy for people to put you off, but it's actually a big deal. And you heard us talking about it. And Susan, when she got to testosterone, was pissed because not only had she felt like a part of herself that had come back, also she had been being told that she was depressed and been on antidepressants. And the fact is, once she got going, the depression went away completely. All right. I would like to see what we got with Fed Smoker. Is it time for that?
Sure.
All right.
I need a pack of your cheapest cigarettes here, full flavors.
Have we seen this lady before?
Like Eagles or something like that.
Eagles.
Hi there.
Full flavored cigarettes.
Yeah, how much are they? Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. Hey, I like your jacket, man.
Thank you. Yeah, hustle.
Oh, I think I got it here. Let's see. Maybe just take what you need here.
Uh-oh.
It's a lot of money here.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Look at him. Wow. Wow. So we're looking at a pile of coins and screws and dirt, essentially. Is there anything else you see in there? Maybe
some
plugs?
Some washers. I think there's a gum wrapper. Yeah. Some hair, maybe a fake nail.
Yeah, and to me, that looks like what I imagine the interior of his mind looks like. Really, that is like what it looks
dirty
like.
Dirty money?
just a scrambled mess. I mean, it's a weirdly visual external representation of his internal landscape. I'm telling you, that's a good rendition of a meth mind. It's all over the place. It doesn't connect. It's dirty. It's like a strobe light is going off all the time. It's really nuts. Is there more? Do we see what this poor woman does to this? This is 2000. Yeah. Is this 2009? Oh, it's 2000.
No. That's a fake burning.
Okay.
You don't know how to count change?
Yeah,
I just count the change out. It's real easy. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about the mess here, but it's good. It still spins. 1, 2, 3, 4, what? 77?
77, yeah.
Here we go, girl. I can't believe it come that easy.
There is dirt on every single coin.
What's that enough?
Here you go, sweetie. Yeah, well, you know what? It's change that I just been throwing in a bag.
There is... Every single coin he put out has some shit on it.
Filth on it. Yeah, it literally looks like shit. And that woman is like recoiling. I feel so. Is that her, right? Is it she, whatever? And I feel bad for that person. And I like the way he's amazed that he can get it all counted out. Again, that's the meth thing. They can't slow down enough. I heard a friend of mine was a meth addict. He's now a nurse practitioner. He's a really accomplished professional, but he was on the streets with meth for quite some time, and he taught me a word like methanese or something. Meth shit. I forget what he called it, but he was saying that, you know, when you're strung out on meth, your brain goes so fast you can't get the words out. You mumble a lot and sometimes don't make sense. And he said the extraordinary thing was that other meth addicts seemed to understand him, which is interesting. Called methanese or something?
That rolls off the tongue, nice. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it was.
Yeah, meth, yeah, something like that. But and I feel like, again, he couldn't slow down enough to like count the coins out, right? He had to just dump it and let her handle it. He's too disorganized. It's a disorganization, but it's also it has a pressure behind it. Very weird.
Yeah, with a little sprinkle of disrespect on top.
Ooh, oh, man. If is there more Fed Smoker?
There's one more clip here.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So you got me OCD over here.
My whole,
I got the OCD.
At least you're honest, man.
I'm honest.
You're honest. I'm going to wipe your counter off for you too, sweetie.
I can
get you. You sure?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being a good sport about that. I'm a nicotine freak. There's no shame in my game.
Fans are good.
Yeah, thank you, sweetie.
You have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too, man. Hey, which way is the church is at?
Which way is what?
Is the church.
Oh, my God. Does she have a big, is that a religious thing on her forearm? Why he asked that, I wonder? Let's see if we can get that back.
No, I mean, the reason why he asked that is because I think that's where he got his income for most of his travels.
From the church?
He would go to churches. And
how do you know this?
You know, me and Zola, we go deep in the hole, dude.
Why don't I know this? Can I see one of his church experiences, or does somebody write about it?
Actually, I think he could.
Oh, this is so good. This is fascinating.
Baby raper.
Oh, yeah.
Right over there. Another chomo.
Chomo.
Better put your hands together, buddy. I'll kill ya. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you the story. I found myself in a disturbing place. And I looked right up to a big brown face. Yeah. To myself, what the hell? I think I'm gonna have to go baby raper stamp these guys. You're not playing correctly.
Oh my God, he's gonna give them notes? Oh no.
You
know,
you don't have to get every single one of those. Oh, no. Keep the music rolling. Are you going to play a whole song? I want to hear.
We're rehearsing.
Oh, I thought he was going to play a whole song. I'm sorry.
We are going to play a whole song.
Okay. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking you to play a song. Please leave me alone in church.
Is it another baby raper? Oh, these people are like, what is that guy doing? They're scared shitless, and they should be. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Like, oh, Jesus. God save me.
Lord.
Lord indeed.
Irritating. Yeah. Morons.
Oh, no. Can you imagine the energy that came off him? And that was early in his demise, you know, in his road to demise, because his teeth look pretty good here, right? You see that? And he's not been, he has not been feathering it.
Yeah,
you notice that?
It looks like no featherings up until this point.
The feathering comes later, and the teeth being pulled out and stuff, that comes later. It's so hard to look at him there and know that it gets so much worse. Oh my God, Fed Smoker. Dude, you're the poster child. I hope you're going to keep meth addicts sane in the future. Like, we'll watch Fed Smoker's videos and go, you don't want to go here. And by the way, the P2P that they're producing down in Mexico, that's being distributed all over the United States right now, that will turn you into Fed Smoker in about 3 weeks.
P2P?
P2P. Look up P2P. I forget the exact chemical formula for that.
Is that like PCP 2.0?
No, it's the phenyl-2-propanone aluminum methanol. It's phenyl-2-propanone.
Mercuric chloride?
OMGs?
It's yields low-quality dimethylamphetamine, has been associated with outlaw motorcycle gangs, and is commonly referred to as P2P, except it's being produced in massive quantities in Mexico, and it's primarily what's being distributed on our streets right now. And it turns people psychotic very quickly, very quickly.
Jesus, like the new crocodile or whatever?
You can actually, a guy named Sam Cunone just wrote a book called The Least of Us, where he showed how you can map the distribution of P2P directly onto the outbreak of higher levels of homelessness. Just goes right across the country. And everyone homeless now is on meth. Everybody. And this is the meth they get. They get it for next to nothing. Thank you, Fed Smoker. God bless you. May you rest in peace. Maybe you will help others by showing what meth does to a human brain. Is there any way? You said you went deep on him. Is there any world in which we find out what he was like before the meth? Like who he was and, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure we'll run into that at some point.
I'm surprised the family doesn't like reach out to us and go, hey, man, my brother. You know, I mean, a lot of people watch this show, these shows.
Uh-huh.
No?
You think Fed Smoker had a family?
Oh, he had a mother and a father, and I bet he had siblings. Yes.
Bet he had siblings? What makes you say that? He's got only child vibes to me.
I'm just playing the numbers. Odds are there's at least one sibling. That's just odds. And just because he's such a cool guy on meth, he could have been anybody. And I'm telling you, meth takes you in a very strange direction. You don't get that, huh? That's why I'm interested in finding him, because he might have been a cool guy to begin with. I mean, that's possible. And he might have had cool guy tendencies, but he was nothing like what we've been looking at. I promise you.
Well, yeah. I mean, like the earlier you go, you're like, oh, wow. He like lives in a house. Or he lived in a house.
He lived in a house or an apartment, and he had a job, and he probably went to school, and there are people that knew him, and people would be, like, shocked at what he was like. Or maybe not. Maybe one of those guys, they'll just go, I'm not surprised that happened to him. But, gosh, if anybody has any leads on the Fed Smoker before Fed Smoker, I think that'd be a very interesting thing. You don't like that idea, Nadav?
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like we, you know, it's... His supply is bottomless.
I'm surprised that when you went down a rabbit hole on him, you didn't come up with somebody that knew him or somebody that commented or nothing like that.
I mean, we've had someone that like ran into him that was a fan of his.
Yeah.
But like no one that we've interacted with personally, I don't think.
Well, let me put a shout out for that. Let's see if we can get some. Because it really would be an important thing for people to see that you think that what you're looking at is a lifetime or caused by a lifetime. No, it's caused by meth. It's caused by a drug. And, you know by his car and stuff, he was a kind of a cool dude. But he might have been just another normal guy. It could have been anybody. All right, everyone. We'll end on that downer. Thank you for that. Interesting show again. Thank you for all the voicemails and the emails and all the great stuff you send me. 818-253-1693. Of course, for more of those voice messages. And drdriftdark@gmail.com for the... emails that I love to read, and they've been really good, high quality stuff. Anything again that you'd like us to discuss, please send it our way. Thank you, Booth Boys, and we'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.